The following is a paid program on this station.
Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates, PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future. Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Good morning, Seattle. This is Scott Ralston live in studio with Ted Hansen. We are excited to be here today, indoors, and escaping that terrible smoke that has come swamping into town.
So from those Canadians.
Yeah. Well, they're so polite, but this is really inconsiderate of them.
It is. So maybe we need to do something about that.
No, but in all seriousness, take care of yourself today. It is getting pretty smoggy out there. I noticed coming in this morning that the sun coming up was kind of a rosy pink as it came up over Issaquah this morning. So it's definitely starting
almost
to
almost like a Southern California sunrise.
Yeah.
Except it won't, it won't burn off by noon.
Those beautiful L.A. sunrises.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, too, because I remember hearing this hazy sunshine thing all the time when I lived in California. For the first time, I heard that last week in Seattle, this hazy sunshine theory. That's an L.A. term, folks. So they borrowed that from the neighbors to yourself.
Yeah, I saw that on my phone on the Daily Weather Report. And it was going to be hazy skies.
I'm
not used to that. So.
That means you can't breathe. That's fancy for you can't breathe.
But yes. Anyway, so in all seriousness, take care of yourselves today. Try and keep indoors unless you need to be outdoors doing things. And if you're going to exercise, probably head to the gym and stay inside rather than being outdoors.
There you go. Hey, folks, we wanted to thank everybody for coming out to our event yesterday, Retirement Roundtable at Maiden Bar. Enjoyed having everybody out there. And once again, appreciate all you folks that listen on Cairo and KTTH. And for those of you who don't and showed up anyway, we appreciate your presence there. What we're going to do today is we're just going to do a little bit of a recap. We're going to call this Roundtable Recap. We're just going to thank some of the sponsors and some of the speakers there. And then later on in the show, Scott and I are going to talk a little bit about what the main speakers had to talk about and to give you guys that weren't able to come some insight into what we did yesterday. So maybe next time you can come to the event yourself.
Yeah, and for those of you that came, we got a lot of feedback, live feedback from people yesterday. And, we're really big on planning. We're really big on encouraging people to come to some of our events because it gives you an opportunity to, just get this wealth of information all at once. We don't have anything currently on the schedule coming up. I'm sure by next week or so, we'll probably start having some new dates and some new events coming up.
Yep.
But I can tell you that the feedback from yesterday, people really, really both enjoyed what the speakers were presenting and found it incredibly informative. We had lots and lots of interest yesterday. Great crowd, great group of people. Excellent speakers, and I will say probably one of the best events that we've had so far. It was just excellent.
Yeah, it was really good. And again, we will be having probably one more of these type of events in the fall. Sometimes just don't have that on the calendar yet, but we will have something like that coming up in the near future. But once again, just wanted to say thank you to all those that came out and all those who participated. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to just kind of give a brief recap of who was there, and then like I said later on the show, Scott and I'll take kind of these folks one by one and kind of talk about what they spoke about so that you can kind of get some idea about what that was. So leading off the pack yesterday was our sponsors, and our sponsors were Gail Welfinger from Firstmark Insurance, and then we had Aaron Kershaw from Concierge Care Advisors. And we had Kevin Foster, who is with a company called Exeter 1031 Exchange. And then on the main speakers, we had Tom Koch from Vestry. We had Harlan Akoa from Fairway Mortgage. We had our own Rick Gregorick, of course, speaking about estate planning. And then we had Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust. And then I did a little blurb on elder law. And that rounded out the speakers, the main speakers, if you will, for the day. But all of these people come together to discuss what we call this concept of integrated planning, and that is that there's not just one piece to the plan, folks, that you need to have all these various disciplines in your plan. You need a good accountant. You need good insurance. You need perhaps professional advisors involved, and of course, somebody to watch your money so you don't run out of money in retirement, which is what most people fear the most.
Yeah, and you know, all of the information that you get in our events about comprehensive planning, I mean, that's really one of the things that we're trying to drive home, is that you need to have all of these professionals to help you put together what we consider to be a comprehensive plan. We get these phone calls all the time at our office because, you know, we're in estate planning and people find us and they find us on the web or they hear about us on the radio and they're interested. So they call up and they call us and they're like, I need a simple will. And we bring this up at our seminars and we bring it up on the show all the time, but we really do get these. And it was really funny. Yesterday before the show, we have our vendor table set up and we meet and greet. We talk with people and older gentleman came up to me and I said, you got any questions? You know, and we talked a little bit about it. And his statement to me was, da-da-da-da.
I need just a simple will.
I came here because I need a simple will. And it was great because I'm like, well. And I talked to him for a couple minutes, and we talked about it. And I'm like, well, when you get done, you know, at the end of the day, come back and talk to me, okay? And let's talk about for a minute before you leave today whether you really think what you need is a simple will. And so he came back end of the day because we ran from – what did we run from? About 8:30 in the morning until
about 2:30.
Yeah, and he came back at the end of the day. We ran over a little bit. We had a lot of questions at the end, and it was, you know, really good towards the end, a lot of people asking good questions. And he did it. He came back and he found me at the end, and he's like, yeah, I don't need a simple will. He's like – so.
After you realize, yeah.
Yeah, so it was really a good little...
it's an eye-opener for most
eye-opener,
folks, right?
Yeah,
it really is, you know. I mean, most people really do think that the process can be that simple, and I can tell you right now that I've been doing this, Scott's been doing this for over 20 years now, and I've yet to see simple, okay? I've just yet to see it. Now, there are certainly people that have simpler estates than other people have, but the process really needs to be customized, and there really is no such thing as simple, and I don't need to make that a deterrent either, because some people, I don't want to make the process so onerous that you just don't do it, because it's not that. It's just that you have to put some thought into what you're doing to make it work out properly, right?
Yeah, and everyone has different situations, and that's one of the things that when we talk with people and they start to realize, okay, my situation is A, B, C, and D, and X, you know, you start to realize that your situation is going to require some level of customization, some level of specialization from an attorney that can, you know, work with you to get you what you need in your estate plan, and then also to bring to the table some of the other individuals that we're going to talk about, what kind of tools that they bring to the table as part of a comprehensive estate plan.
Yeah, and it's important, folks, to understand in this particular area, lawyers in many cases are much like doctors, that they have certain things that they specialize in, and all lawyers, when we go to school, are required to take classes in wills and trusts, so we all have a basic idea about how that works out. But when you get into the more technical aspects of planning, it's almost like having a foot doctor operate on your eye, right? You don't want to have that happening. So it's not easy just to pull one of these off the internet, and it's not just a matter of going to any attorney that you know to have this done. Have it done by people that know that particular practice area, because even attorneys that don't do this will miss things, critical things often, that come back to bite their clients in the future. So do give it some thought, folks. But again, it's important that you get it done sooner than later, certainly.
Yeah, and on that note, I know that I have had, because I do the litigation side, and Ted does a little bit of litigation as well, but I've had a lot of estate plans that have come through the door that have been prepared by, you know, skilled attorneys that have perhaps not asked all the questions that they should have asked. So on occasion, we do get those, and we got to work with our clients to either get them new estate plans to replace inappropriate, improperly done estate plans, in our opinion. But we also get, we haven't talked about this before on the show, but we get the family friend attorney.
Yep.
Wills and trusts. The family friend attorney. Well-intended, for sure, but the family friend attorney is not your friend.
Yeah.
we do get these, and I've had a few of these recently where, you know, the family, unfortunately, they haven't ended up in anything in particularly problematic because you could still make changes.
Yeah, you can catch it. Yeah.
You can catch it. But the, you know, the family friend attorney, what happens is obviously someone's got a family friend or relative in the family that is able to practice law. And they may do personal injury, or they may do
criminal or something
like that. But but what they don't do is estate planning. And so they look up and they pull down probably something from the internet that's, you know, kind of a general estate plan that's a starter. But they don't realize what it is that they're really working with there, what some of the implications are, and what kinds of questions that you need to ask of your client about their finances, about their family situation, about their long-term care insurance, about their properties. You know, the list goes on. And these are the kinds of things that when you sit down with a skilled attorney, they will help you get through the process and make sure that you get the estate plan that is appropriate for your situation, as opposed to someone that understands how to make a will that's a valid will, but is not necessarily correct.
Yeah, effective. Let's just put it effective.
For your situation.
And we see a lot of people out there, frankly, that have these plans that are functional, I'll say, but by no stretch of the imagination are they optimal. So that's kind of what we try to get accomplished for our clients. So we're going to get into our first break here, folks. And once again, when we come back, we're going to talk through these various folks and talk about what they have to lend to the party. Okay? Your partner in law, we'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing like a little Jimmy on Sunday morning. That'll clear the skies, won't it?
Yeah, it will.
Thanks, Brian.
That's good.
Is it because of the weather, Brian? Is that the reason? I'm going with this.
All right.
Yeah, I just try to do what I can for the people out there.
Yeah.
You got to be on that watchtower looking for those fires, right?
So if you got, if you've got some questions for us, we're going to give out the number here. It's 888-973-5476. Or if you were in attendance yesterday and you've enjoyed it, you learned something, you've got something to say to us, maybe you've got some ideas for us. We're good with that, too. We certainly are in favor of constructive criticism.
Maybe you didn't like your lunch. We'll take them all.
We'll take them all. But yeah, I mean, if you attended yesterday and you got any comments, give us a call, 888-973-5476. And if you didn't attend yesterday and you've just got a question about kind of the stuff that we're talking about, estate planning, comprehensive estate planning, same thing. Give us a call, 888-973-5476.
Yep. Be happy to talk to you this morning.
So our first up speaker yesterday, Kevin Foster.
Kevin Foster works for a company called Exeter 1031 Exchange. And what does Exeter 1031 Exchange have to do with estate planning? Well, this is kind of where the pavement meets the rubber here. And in terms of deferring gains on highly appreciated properties, commercial properties primarily, although you can do 1031
rentals for sure.
Other things,
that's
right?
The other thing. Yep.
Other commercial property can qualify for that. So essentially what you do is you bought this piece of property, let's say years and years ago
or inherited it
mm-hmm. perhaps, and your basis at the time, and by basis I mean what was your cost of the item initially, and so let's just say it's $100,000 and nowadays it's worth $1,000,001, right? So
which is not unheard of around
which
here.
Is not unheard of. So you have this built up gain, right? And you have a commercial property from which you cannot take a personal exemption like you can on your personal property for capital gains taxes. So you have this buildup in gain. So what do you do with it? Well, you got a couple of choices, right? You can pay the tax man.
You can sell it.
Choice number one.
Pay it on.
And pay the piper in a year from the date you sell the property, which is a lot of people are unprepared for that. Or you can do what we call these 1031 exchanges. And 1031 exchanges have some kind of technical rules to them, but by and large, they will involve what's called a qualified intermediary. Exeter 1031 is a qualified intermediary. Mm-hmm. They act much like an escrow company. Exactly. Essentially, they hold the funds until the exchange is completed. So you sell your property. The funds are placed with this QI, we call them, qualified intermediary. And then you target certain properties that you have to pull the trigger on within a certain period of time. And again, I'm not going to get into the technical details, but this is kind of the 30,000-foot view of what goes on here. And then you purchase a like-kind property. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be the exact type of property, right? It just has to be a commercial use type property, right?
Yeah.
And they used to let you do it on things like boats and planes and things like that too, but that's gone now. So it's primarily we're talking about commercial rental real estate is what we're talking about.
And I had the pleasure of having Kevin on the show a couple weeks ago, actually, and getting to chat about it. And it's informative. And people have asked, what does this have to do with estate planning? Why is 1031 part of a comprehensive estate plan? And it is a really good mechanism if you, for instance, live in Seattle and you decide you want to move to a lower cost of living place, okay? And you want to take your investment with you, okay? Because a lot of individuals, they've got a rental property or two or three or whatever, and they manage them themselves. And that's what can really help make or break profitability on a rental property, because if you have to pay a lot to have other individuals handling the management of your rental property and the repairs and things of that nature, sometimes it can really suck up the profits. And so perhaps you want to move from here to Florida, okay? And you're looking around in Florida and you see all kinds of real estate down in Florida and you're looking at the pricing and what the profitability will be. But you've got these houses up here in Seattle, and if you sell them, you're going to lose a bunch of money in capital gains and recapture of depreciation. Instead, what you can do is you can do your 1031 exchange. You can take that rental property here, turn it into a couple rental properties there, or perhaps a fourplex or something to that effect, and you can move to Florida. You can still manage your properties. You transfer your basis and your profits to the others, other property, and what you end up doing is you delay your capital gains and you delay your recapture of depreciation. And if it's part of your comprehensive estate plan, you may not want to sell that property during your lifetime because the step up in basis.
Yep, and this is the key to it. Right?
And here's the basis.
This is the
key. So here it is. So you've managed to move your basis. You don't have to pay the taxes on the sale of the property. You get it down to Florida. You buy your other property down in Florida. You've got yourself a nice rental close by. You're able to manage it. You pass away. Now you've got step up in basis. And the step up in basis, your property goes to your heirs, your kids, whoever it is that you bequest it to in your comprehensive estate plan, and they get that property without your basis.
They get it at the new fair market value of the property, folks, which is absolutely the way to go. And people talk to me all the time. They say, well, what are my choices? I say, well, really, if you have highly appreciated property, you either sell it and pay the piper or you die with it. And if you die with it, you get this full step up in basis. So this is a concept that a lot of folks don't understand. But the 1031 process itself is really not that complicated. It's just a matter of following the IRS guidelines that allow you to do this type of transaction and to pick a well-suited QI to do this transaction for you. And Exeter, of course, provides those services. They happen to be based out of San Diego, California, and I ran into them quite a bit when I practiced down there. But they have a local officer. Kevin actually is the local fellow.
He is, correct.
And he's a great contact. So Exeter 1031 Exchange, we just want to thank Kevin for coming out there. So
yep.
We're about to launch into our next break, folks. So once again, like Scott said, if you have any questions, 888-973-5476. And your partner in law, we will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
You know, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class. It's Tuesday, August 21st, 6:30 p.m. in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Little Tom Petty. Yeah. All right. Thanks again, Brian. Hey, we're back. Yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can get us at, you can call us at the office, 425-284-3450. You can call and talk to Scott and I right now, 888-973-5476. And before we took the break, we're kind of running through our sponsors and our speakers at our event yesterday, Retirement Roundtable. And next speaker was a lady by the name of Gail Welfringer from Firstmark Insurance. And why is insurance related to estate planning? Well, the answer is fairly simple. Not only do we all have to have our traditional coverages in place for our auto and our home, but for those of us who own businesses, that is a critical, critical element. And then, of course, if you have a revocable living trust or a limited liability company or any type of corporate entity, you have a different kind of look at insurance than you do above and beyond your personal insurance, because now we're getting into what we call commercial lines. And these commercial lines have to do with insuring trust assets and insuring LLC assets primarily. So essentially what you do when you have a revocable living trust, folks, is once you've funded your trust, you add your trust as an additional insured under the policy so that all of the players, if you will, are provided for coverage. Now, when we talk about insurance, this is a contract of risk, we like to call it, and this is exactly what it is. And insurance can be unpleasantly surprising sometimes when you are denied coverage for items.
Yeah, this is the point that I liked that she made, is that you don't want to get in a fight with your insurance company, and one of the ways you avoid getting in a fight with your insurance company is making sure that you have the right insurance for your activities begin with.
And I
think you've done a little bit of it as well, but I've actually done a fairly extensive amount of coverage litigation. I used to represent a number of insurance companies.
Same here.
And so I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, and she's absolutely right. And this is a surprise that you don't want, folks. And I'll tell you some simple stories, and perhaps maybe it may wake you up on the issue. If you have a rental property, you are operating, whether you realize it or not, you are operating a commercial activity out of that property. And if you have traditional homeowners insurance and you don't have commercial insurance, when you have a claim that comes in and they find out that you're using this for a commercial purpose, guess what? You no longer will have coverage under the policy.
And most people that have rental properties actually are pretty good about placing the correct coverage, even if they haven't put the property in LLC, which is a whole different discussion.
Right.
But the other one that comes up is using a vehicle for a commercial purpose.
Yes.
You got a coverage exemption under most policies. And if you have not alerted your insurance company of your activity, you know, and commercial activity. Well, what if you're like a sole proprietor and you're making jam in your home and taking jam and delivering it to various local stores, okay? You're not even thinking about that being a commercial activity, but you're on your way to deliver some of that jam to one of your buyers in one of the stores where you sell your product, and you get in a real bad accident. And your insurance company starts asking you questions about where you're going. I'm like, oh, I was delivering some jam to one of my stores. They may deny coverage, okay, because now they're looking at that as potentially a commercial activity. This is something that really, really shocks people. So, again, we are talking about the recap from Retirement Roundtable. Comprehensive planning. Comprehensive planning doesn't just involve the estate planning documents themselves, which we're going to talk a little bit about here in a minute, but it involves all of these pieces to make sure that you're not exposing yourself to some form of liability, that you're doing your investments correctly, that you're getting the correct insurance. You know, all of this stuff is part of a comprehensive plan, and that's why we're such big proponents of planning.
That's right. All right, folks, we are up against our next break. Got to pay some bills here, so your partner-in-law will be right back in a minute.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to Your Partner in Law.
Yeah.
Dire straits. We're in dire straits today with the air quality.
That's a good segue.
I know. It's a good way to get in there.
Wow. All right, folks. We're doing our roundtable recap here. The next speaker we had was a lovely lady by the name of Erin Kershaw, who, in all fairness, happens to be my wife.
Oh, really?
And she works for a company called Concierge Care Advisors. And so what do they lend to the party? Well, folks, as we grow older, we reach a point, most of us will reach a point in our lives where it is unsafe or unfit to be living in our homes any longer. And Concierge Care Advisors provides a wonderful service for placing folks in these various types of living facilities. Primarily, it's adult family homes and sometimes assisted living, sometimes independent living, but placing people in those kind of homes. And how they work, interestingly enough, is that this is a free service to the client. So they will talk to you, have some type of evaluation done to find out what your care needs are, and then they'll kind of talk to you about your geographical preferences and they'll target homes in these particular areas, and then some advisor like my wife, for example, will come and take you and tour you through these various facilities until you find the right fit. And then they actually get paid by the house themselves. So it's a no-cost service to you, but it's a great resource, folks. And even if you just need home care and that type of service, concierge care advisors can provide that type of service for you. So I want to say thank you to my lovely wife, Erin, for coming out there and tolerating me on a Saturday afternoon once again, and for doing a really excellent job with this topic.
Yeah, and just, you know, from my perspective, because I utilize services that concierge care provides in my practice, because I have a lot of clients that are in need of this type of assistance. And I think it's akin to hiring a real estate agent as a buyer, I think is probably the best way to analogize it. And it's really, really good to have this, because it is kind of overwhelming for some of my clients when they're looking at having to leave their home, which in and of itself is extremely distressing, and having to find a new home under circumstances that are not entirely pleasant, because it basically means they need help. And it's very hard to make that transition for all of us, because nobody wants to make this transition. And I think that, you know, Erin and her company do a really good job at, you know, getting people the resources that they need and helping them make this transition. Yep. So it's an important part of, again, comprehensive planning.
That's right.
It's another tool that's in the toolbox of comprehensive planning.
That's exactly right.
So we had Harlan Okoa speak yesterday as well. Fairway Mortgage, reverse mortgages, demystifying reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages have a real bad rep. I think we all know that they have a bad reputation. Harlan is just an excellent speaker. He does a fantastic job of you know, explaining reverse mortgages and explaining the benefits of reverse mortgages and who it is that may be a candidate for a reverse mortgage and why some of the tax benefits, the benefit of being able to live in your own home, to tap into the equity of your home. A lot of us, you know, what's our assets? Well, we have our equity in our home and we've got our 401k. Both of those are IRAs that have, you know, after we've retired. Both of those assets have limitations on them. And, you know, as part of a comprehensive estate plan, you need to at least look at whether tapping into the equity of your home via a reverse mortgage is something to do.
Yeah, whether or not it makes sense. And typically, it's a situation where you're cash poor and house rich. But to go one step beyond that, the use of the money really is the critical thing when you're talking about reverse mortgages, because it can afford you the opportunity to, for example, buy a long-term care policy or something like that that you otherwise wouldn't have the resources to do. You can use the equity in your home to kind of hedge your bet on this long-term care issue that we talked about all the time. And so that's a really good resource as well. But Harlan, I want to thank you for coming out. Harlan does this stuff all over the country, folks.
Yeah. And like I said, a great speaker.
Kind enough to come out. And Fairway also has some local agents that we deal with as well. Kim Prater's one of them.
Yep. Kim was on the show a couple weeks ago with me as well.
So these folks do a good job. So reverse mortgage is just another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah. And
a good tool.
We had another speaker yesterday, Steve Elliott, Capstone Trust. Now, I met Steve Elliott. I've talked with him a little bit before, but I hadn't actually got to sit down because I've been so busy at some of the other events that we've had and actually get to sit down and listen to his whole program. First of all, he's a great speaker. He's a great speaker. He gave us a little bit of a history of the trust, which is really, you know, good history, you know, and very informative, very interesting. But then he got into what is another part of my practice is needing a fiduciary that is not a family member.
Right.
Okay. And that is where, you know, someone like Capstone Trust can come in and really help with an estate plan where you've got a blended family, or you've got a single individual that just doesn't have someone that they can call upon to serve as their fiduciary.
That's right.
So we'll talk a little bit more about this after we get back from the break, and we're going to talk about what we did at the show yesterday and what Tom Koch from Vestry did at the Retirement Roundtable yesterday. We'll wrap it up. Give us a call if you got any questions. 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Not what you're getting this morning, folks. No bad company here.
No, nothing but the goodness.
All right, well, we're running through our roundtable recap here, and
Tom.
I think the next one on the list would be Tom Cock from Vestry.
Tom Cotton. No introduction needed. If you've listened to our show before, you know all about Tom.
Yeah.
So Vestry is a great advisor. We're just going to run through him real quick. Vestry is a great advisor. We've got our own personal retirement there for our firm. You know, full disclosure, we're very satisfied, very happy with the services that they provide. We've got a lot of happy clients with Vestry as well.
Yep. Sure do. And so what do they lend to the table? Well, proper money management is essential for all of us. But as you age, I think that your investment goals will change, and you need to make sure that you have what they call, you know, a rebalanced portfolio, perhaps is the way that they would like to put that, and to make sure that you understand what it is that you're spending and how much you can take from these various retirement accounts on an annual basis. And that's really what it boils down to, right? Yeah. It's how much do I have and how much can I afford to take on an annual basis to support my lifestyle? And this is the analysis that Vestry will do. So they offer a great program called the Blueprint, they call it, which is an analysis really of your position right now, and then perhaps some suggestions about what you might do.
It gives you some options in terms and some recommendations on what you can invest in.
Always good, even if you've had a financial advisor for years and years and years, folks, it doesn't hurt to have somebody take a second look. And really the key with this is how much am I getting charged for somebody to manage my money? And over 10 or 15 years, this number can become very, very significant. And so that's a real big issue, is how much does this all cost? Vestry, first of all, they are a registered investment advisory firm. They are fiduciary investors, and we've talked about the difference here many, many times, that they're not going to try to sell you products like annuities and other insurance products that you get from people who are typically not registered investment advisors.
And then there was Rick and Tom. Rick and Ted.
Oh, that'd be me.
Rick and Ted.
Yeah.
So we are the sponsors of the show that you're listening to, Greg Rick and Associates, and you know, we put this program together. This is actually something that Rick Gregorick puts together. The Retirement Roundtable is one of our bigger events that Rick, Deanna at our office, they work really hard to put the event together. And what we present and what we talk about is much of what we talk about on our show here every Sunday morning.
Yep.
Is estate planning. How estate plans work. Why you need an estate plan. What some of your options are for estate planning, how we as a firm work when we work with you for your estate planning. And, you know, if you're out there, you're listening to us, and you've been thinking about your estate plan, this program is a great program for you to listen to on a weekly basis to learn a little bit about some of the ideas, the pitfalls, the options with your estate planning, and then come to one of our events. Come to one of our events. We've got, you know, we haven't got any on the schedule currently, I don't believe, but I'm sure we'll have some on the schedule soon. We do weekday evening events that are much, you know, more abbreviated events than the Retirement Roundtable, but they are extremely informative. They give you lots and lots of information on estate planning. They give you up close and personal with, you know, the attorneys from our firm. So you can meet with us, you can talk with us, you can learn a little bit. We also offer initial consultations, complimentary for estate planning. And you can reach our office, 425-284-3450. Give us a call. You can contact us and schedule an appointment. We will provide, as part of the preparation for the appointment, what we call the Life Plan Organizer. And the Life Plan Organizer it's a questionnaire, a multi-page questionnaire for single individuals or for domestic partners or for married individuals. And what it does is it asks a bunch of questions. Who are the people in your lives? What are your assets? What's important to you?
What are your goals? Yeah.
And what that does is it allows us to sit down, chat with you very effectively at your complimentary initial consultation and get an idea of what your estate planning options are and what some of the things are that are going to need to be addressed in the entirety of your comprehensive estate plan.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to point out, too, that a lot of people have this sort of fear about talking to lawyers in general and perhaps a heightened fear about talking to lawyers.
Planning procrastination.
Yeah. But we try to make this as simple as we can for you, even though it's not ultimately a very simple process. It just takes a lot of different considerations. And when I talk to people, Scott, I have people that come in, like we were talking earlier, that think they have a simple plan, and they walk out saying, wow, there's a lot more to consider here that I really, really, really never thought about. And now that I've had the opportunity to do this, I really realize the importance of having this in place and to avoid these kind of pitfalls down the line. And so we want to make the process as easy as we can for you. And that's why we offer these free consultations so that we can just sit down and talk about it. There's no obligation. We're not going to push you to make a decision at the end of the day. I always part with, you know, if you don't do it with me, do it with somebody else, but just get it done, right? That's kind of the approach.
I mean, and what, something like 60% of individuals do not have an estate plan.
Yeah, 60% of the folks out there don't have anything.
You know, we know part of it is people just don't know where to start. We know part of it is the cost. They fear the cost of getting involved with an attorney and getting an estate plan in place. Some individuals, they don't have, you know, individuals that they can designate for decision making, and they don't know who they want to give their estate to when they pass.
Yeah, don't let that be obstacle.
And those are the kinds of discussions. Again, we talked a little bit about Steve Elliott with Capstone Trust. If you don't have people out there that can step in, if you're unable to make your own decisions because of incapacity, there are companies and individuals out there that specialize in providing those services for you because you're not alone.
Yeah,
there are many, many individuals out there that just do not have people that can make decisions for you.
Yeah, and that's why we collaborate with these people, because there are answers to these holes that you think you may have in your ability to do this type of planning. So don't let those types of things stop you, folks. At the very least, get the discussion started, and consider the options that you have, and at some point you'll feel comfortable to pulling the trigger on that.
Yeah. So if you like what you hear, first of all, we tried to give you the full recap yesterday. We couldn't obviously give you a complete recap because it was a lengthy and very involved process. But if you like what you hear, give us a call. You can get an appointment with us, sit down with us, talk with us a little bit about estate planning options for you individually, personally, complimentary. Gregorick & Associates, 425-284-3450, or you can check us out by running Gregorick & Associates on your web browser, and you'll find our website as well, rjglegal.com.
Your partner-in-law will be back next week, folks.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.